No, it's to provide training with an exchange. So it sounds like
you're training
together.
And you get an exchange separate.
Yeah. Or with an the training.
It can be part of it, it can be. This is why we were talking about the spring conference. One of the big benefits is the networking that occurs. Mm-hmm. Even though
do you have something set up for networking at those conferences?
Just chit-chatting. No,
talking. But do we have something set up for
that? Oh, we're not very good. The AG's office has been good about getting the county attorneys together,
right.
but not so much other.
UPC doesn't provide that opportunity, really, other than people are coming together for a conference. We don't provide a dinner or a
lunch for you.
It's not relevant.
That's because we have training during lunch.
We provide us an opportunity long enough to talk, but short enough to not get away.
Spring presents a unique challenge because it's so big. At the other conferences, we're starting to do more, an activity in the evening. So
if that's the case, then we are providing outside.
Yeah.
That's what I was asking. With
right.
an exchange, because I thought it was more of through an exchange of information and experience, because those people who are presenting, people who have information and experience are the ones who are presenting in our training.
Right. Okay, did we decide to keep
the
relevant
purpose,
in?
Do we want to say purpose or the mission?
Oh, mission.
Oh, yeah.
That was a copy and paste. We got no ego on.
Okay, so training for, let's see, Allstate. Local.
Do we need to say that? Just for prosecutors?
Well,
do we need to say
state? Well, we were mirroring
the
statute. Yeah, well, so training for, we don't need all. We're training for state and local prosecutors. Okay.
For state and local prosecutors.
And law enforcement offices.
Yeah.
And see, that does include offices of state and local prosecutors. Because
if you cut the S from prosecutor, it might. So
state
it's
and local prosecutor
for state and local prosecutor and law enforcement offices.
That
yeah.
that flows way better for me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. With. Sorry, my handwriting's getting worse as I go faster.
You're down in that limbo.
What's that?
You're down in the limbo position.
I know. Don't look at my ass.
That's not what you said.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
So the question is, does this mission statement make me ass?
Is that a sexual harassment of employees?
Let's go to the
open. Call HR, they're back in.
We should have cited violation of AG office.
Yeah, but Bob's got his AG office.
He's not subject there. We have to do that.
Okay, to the highest ethical and professional standards, was there a suggestion for something different than standard, or was that a different? Professional standard. Okay, the mission of UPC is to provide quality relevant training for state and local prosecutor and law enforcement offices with an exchange of information and experience to ensure the administration of justice through the highest ethical and professional standards.
Not bad. It's better than what we got.
So what we could do is we can sit on this. And I know I wanted to get one to walk out of here, and I think we have. Is we could wait. I could send this out. We could talk about it again in January at our next. Tyson saying no.
The next time you pull this up,
you'll
we're going to have the same
fight.
That's
should
true.
That be, should that be with or yep.
Offices
with or through
the
exchange?
That's the exact word I asked a while ago.
Oh, I missed it. What?
Well, no, that's...
Should be offices with an exchange or through an exchange?
That was the question I had.
You wrote with, but that's because that's what's...
Yeah. I see. Should this be
through?
I like
through
an exchange.
Through and through. There'd be two throughs.
Redundancy.
Are you Gustav Flaubert?
Yeah, you got all the words today.
You can change the second. Perfect sentence construction.
Yeah, that second three could be reflected in the highest ethical and
okay.
standards.
Yeah.
How about just
yeah.
last two clauses make the word relevant irrelevant.
Nelsie? The highest ethical and professional standards make relevant redundant.
You don't need the word relevant with the second two, the last two clauses.
Haley, don't leave me hanging. Yo. Boom.
Relevant.
We don't need relevant
two
now.
Votes for striking relevant.
Okay, so a third vote.
I agree.
Four. Okay, we're striking relevant. Okay.
Strike the common fourth then as well.
So the mission of the Utah Prosecution Council is to provide quality training for state and local prosecutor and law enforcement offices through an exchange of information, experience, to ensure the administration of justice reflecting the highest ethical and professional standards.
Do we need and before, where is it?
Information and experience.
There's an and there.
There's an and somewhere.
Oh yeah, right there, information and experience, that's my little symbol.
That's an ampersand.
I move to adopt this as our new mission statement.
Second.
Okay, Rob, motion, Craig, second. All in favor?
Yay.
Aye. Any opposed?
Sure.
I think we should change things though. I think we're opposed.
Jan's opposed?
No, I'm good.
Oh, Steve.
The Bulgarian judge is now moving for disqualification.
I'm trying to make it sound like Jan.
Well, I did. As I thought it was, I didn't see his mouth move. But I thought.
Judge is objective.
Okay, perfect. So.
I'm just trying to make Will feel better.
Okay, you're good. You feel like you got your due process.
I think this will be a great mission statement to be critical of in 20 years.
People will all come back.
Who wrote that?
That's right. Well, some of you won't be here.
I won't be here.
Will can come back and justify.
What were we thinking?
Information.
Will won't be giving the
knowledge. That's a big ask.
I know.
You want some of that?
You would. How much of it gets passed along?
Okay, so let me just review where we're at. So if we take a break now, I mean, I don't want to go until 5. And I know tomorrow says 8 to 5. I just said that just to block out time. But I still would like...
One clarifying comment.
Yes.
I am in favor of UPC participating with the civil comments. However, it's really just become more of a financial issue than it has our overall participation and cohesiveness and... Those have been, it's just simply financial.
Could we add that as the Garside codicil?
Yeah.
To the mission statement?
Would that work?
No.
Okay, so what I would propose is we take a 10-minute break, we come back, and let me just tell you what I have, what we need still to talk about is left. We didn't have Tyson give us a report. I wanted Ron to talk about e-prosecutor, so y'all know where it's at, because I know some of you are not going to be getting it, but I think it's important, you know, for you to know where we are at in that process.
Now, there's a huge mission creep.
Yes.
To sort of feed at the AG's office, but
yeah.
Anyway.
Which
e-prosecutor in the charge of case management.
Back in the prosecutor dialogue.
It's
for some additional state help in India.
That was just right. The prosecutor fell under the umbrella of provide assistance to local prosecutors on page. Let's see.
Have we ever done that?
Oh yeah, that's how that's how PIMS came about.
But now we don't manage it though, do we?
No, but now
no one manages it.
The prosecutor.
Nobody does.
So I want
it's
to still
effectively managed.
It is in my office.
I had as a discussion topic, you know, what the perceived role of the council is among prosecutors, but I think we've kind of touched on that. Unless anybody thinks that there's still perceptions out there that we need to identify and address, I don't know.
I think we talk about each of our conferences, remind them.
Yeah.
Those are, if you got an issue with this, go to here.
Right. So I don't know that we really need to talk about that. I did want to talk about, you know, roles of the council members Ryan pointed out, the council members taking a more active role. What was your example, Ryan?
Well, we were just talking about the brief bank, and I put a thing on the forum
asking for a motion for a change of venue, something, I've been a prosecutor for 15 years, I've never had to do it. And Marlise emailed me and said, hey, if you get one, let me know so I can put it in the brief bank. And I thought, I wonder if maybe one of the members of the council can kind of be funneling these just like that to Marlise, and so maybe somebody can take a little bit more of an active role, or maybe we as a group can say, oh, hey, there's a lot of exchange on the forum and things like that, and as we talk, maybe we can funnel that, because I think a brief bank is a great resource that we should continue to provide and make it even better than it is.
You know, and I'll have to plead guilty of this as well as not participating that much in that, but I think as members of the council, we probably should be at the forefront and say, guess what, we're going to throw our stuff in there, and I think then other people will be more willing to share, realizing that there already is a stash of stuff in there.
Right. Okay.
I would only add, if we're going to have one, somebody, and it's got to be one of your staff people, I'm sorry, who updates it every month. If you don't and you have a brief bank with obsolete case law, you are toast.
Yeah.
There's not any way we could do that.
And that's my question. I mean, the brief banks are great until they are, until the second month when the staff person assigned doesn't do it because she's doing something else. And then pretty soon your brief bank is 7 years old and you cite something because somebody told you to, and you've got, there's been 12 Utah Supreme Court cases since then, and the court says, why don't you just...
Could that be addressed by...
How come you cite Royer versus
brief
Neff
bank with
on this
date
long arm
in
issue,
the title?
Yes.
Oh,
when
it
was used.
Yeah.
Well, but you'll see the date, you'll see the date.
Well, I was going to say that, so Craig, if there was a disclaimer, is we're not, we don't certify or whatever that the case law is accurate. I mean, I know what you're thinking is,
yeah,
but if...
No,
maybe
prosecutor should be filing a motion with case law they haven't checked.
I'm not cutting any cases.
We're not
the case law.
But it's a good start. It's like, okay,
this should be a good
start to direct my research. But then I still have to do it.
But that is a very valid point.
Yeah.
And one that where they look to us for training, they may make the assumption
that's
and not
correct
pay attention to the disclaimer.
Maybe we just rely on the appellate division for the briefs, and we just have a motion bank.
Yeah.
You know, that's what the law clerk.
Motion.
Yeah. What's a law clerk?
We haven't had a law clerk for
a couple years.
Quite a while. So.
Okay. Well, so that was another topic to go into is, you know, roles for the council. Like Steve is the council representative on the training committee. Okay. I don't want to get into that because I want a possible separate topic. I'll talk about after that, we've done that. Bylaws. I don't know that we really need bylaws, but I don't know. I mean, we have our statute, but that's a topic that...
But bylaws are handy if you start getting questions about membership duration and membership ineffectiveness. By
relevant membership.
Like relevant membership. Either people, if you have people, I mean, most organizations that are in like the CJC statute also has bylaws. If you miss three meetings in a row without valid excuses, if your public or professional statements are in contradiction to the role of the organization, which has happened, there are ways for removal or at least.
I think the hurdle we have here, though, is that it's statutorily created who's on the council, and so the benefit. I agree that's a benefit of bylaws, but where we have a statute.
Well, and those positions are eternal. I mean, what's the period of the...
Well, so the ones that are permanent are UPA chair, post, or DPS, chair of the board of SWAP.
I think they're listed here.
AG.
The AG, yeah. So those are the four. Everybody else is appointed by either UCDAA, UMPA, or UMAA. And so the statutory term is 4 years, and then it just says, you know, that you can serve multiple terms.
Yeah, so it's 4 year terms.
But within multiple terms that are renewed by the appointing agency,
region.
The region.
Each region has,
So actually, in the end, so that is a topic. Plus, also wanted to flesh out what the role of the chair, co-chair. So actually, we are going to have to go in tomorrow. I was going to say we could go till the end of the day, but I don't think so because we still want to briefly talk to you about the Indigent Defense Commission And then you're getting CLE credit for this, and so I've got a 60-minute ethics tomorrow. So let's go. Let's take a 10-minute break. We'll come back, and then we'll go to 4:30 with however far we get.
Don't have a brownie, you're bad.